Jefferson County has a new budget. The Associated Press describes it as a balanced budget, which it's required by law to be. Other local media outlets are describing it as bare bones, or worse. At $160 million, it's more than $100 million less than the county's budget was a few years ago. Shortly before he took office, David Carrington, the commission president, told me that he knew this kind of belt tightening was inevitable.
We're going to look at department by department, line by line, employee by employee, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions about where we can cut spending.
I asked Carrington to come to the studio to discuss this latest budget. So, give or take $100 million less in projected revenues for the next fiscal year than you had a couple of years ago, did you anticipate it would be that tough?
Well, we didn't anticipate it would be that lean. The budget passed by the prior commission that we inherited a month before they left office and we took office was $312 million. The comparable number this year is actually $205 million.
Still $119 million,
not that I've calculated.
Not at all. The budget your commission passed has a lot of cuts. What are the things that residents might see in their day-to-day operations as a result of this new budget?
Well, it's been a transition over the last couple of years, but for example, when we took office, the sheriff's budget was $63 million. Now it's $43 million. In actuality, of the seven largest counties in Alabama, we now rank seventh in per capita funding for the sheriff and also seventh when compared to the amount of crime. So that's one thing.
What's the impact of that?
Well, I mean, you know, access time. I mean, if someone's in an unincorporated area, the amount of time it'll take to respond will be longer. We have an overcrowded jail, a jail that was built for two inmates. Many nights has to have five in a cell. The sheriff provides valuable backup to the cities, and that backup won't be as deep because we'll have to have more deputies, or as many deputies as we can, allocated to unincorporated areas. So that's a major one. I'd like to give you one more if I can. The roads budget has been cut almost in half, and we have more county road miles, lane miles, than the next seven largest counties, and we're actually spending material left for paving, and that will affect the citizens with potholes, with front-end alignments, with new tires. So those are two. There hasn't been any area of county government that hasn't received a dramatic haircut.
You know, I know a lot of listeners, especially those that believe in smaller government, are going to say, you know, at its very core, the one thing government should do is make sure that we're safe.
Right. Courts and public safety,
right.
I think, is what people talk about. Courts have also been reduced. The number of bailiffs have been reduced. When I took office, I felt, as your interview started with my comment for me, that we were fat. But I can assure the public we've gone past fat and we're in the bone. And so we've trimmed the tree fairly dramatically. Now we need to let the tree grow back a little bit.
In this lean budget that you have, how many jobs will be lost?
I think there might be 10 or 12 jobs cut, and there might be 20 jobs brought back. So there actually is a net increase of actual bodies. But over the last 2 years, the commission's cut approximately 1,000 jobs.
That net increase, though, doesn't take into account the job losses at Cooper Green Hospital.
No, it doesn't. It's just general fund. We're just talking general fund at the current moment.
Right. Well, the budget includes $15 million the county was supposed to pay to service the debt. What goes into the decision to again default on debt payments?
That's an excellent question, and a question I've been asked by creditors as well as attorneys. We're supposed to first fund the health, safety, and welfare of our citizens. If we paid the creditors, that would have required us to cut another $20 million from this budget. So we're faced with a decision. Are we going to pay money for services? Are we going to pay the GO debt? And so that decision was made that we won't take the additional cuts.
There are some that watch it and say, basically, you know, you're kicking the can down the road on this debt in hopes that the creditors will then say, okay, we'll write it off.
Well, those are people that aren't knowledgeable of everything that's going on. I mean, let's talk about the Bessemer Courthouse lease. we came to a settlement this week. It was a significant settlement. It was a win-win for both parties, really. That debt was approximately $90 million, but it included at the end of the lease term two payments of $16 million each, which is $32 million, which would have had to be refinanced into the future. The settlement basically says if you own the bond for $10,000 and you're expecting us to pay you every year, the insurance company is going to make up the gap between what the county's going to pay and what the bondholder deserves. So the bondholders are whole. The insurance company is paying the difference. What we've done, though, is we've told the insurance company, let's smooth it out. Let's get rid of these balloon payments. And then we'll add extra years, which would have been added to pay the balloon payments, to reimburse you for the money you actually had to pay out of pocket. Structurally, it was a great deal for both parties. Great win for the county.
And certainly makes the residents down in that area happy. Because
it is. I mean, we while it's not the role of government to, look solely at economic impact, particularly when you're in Chapter 9, you couldn't help but keep it in your mind of what impact that would have on the local businesses if we exited.